Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Kelim. We're up to parak Vav, Mishnah Beis. Ha'evin sha'yishofes aleha v'al ha'tanur. If used a rock to balance a pot on top of it, and also an oven that was next to it, that there's a space in between the rock and the oven, and that space has the fire, and then you have a pot that's resting on the rock and the oven, side by side. So, like the two legs are the rock and the oven, and the fire is in between. Aleha v'al akira, or the stone was put next to a kira, and the pot was balanced on the top between the kira, with the kira next to it, the fire filling the space in between. So aleha v'al akupach, or next to a kupach, and again the same story, temeya. So in all those cases, the rock is considered to be part of the oven or the stove or whatever, and it becomes tameh. So aleha v'al even, but if the rock was attached to the ground and was used as a stove by balancing a pot on the rock and another stone that was not attached to the ground was next to it, aleha v'ala sela, or it's on the rock and on the actual bedrock, aleha v'ala kosel, or on the rock and a wall next to it, tahora, then it's tahor, because even though it might be considered cheres, the other part of the stove is made out of stone, and therefore the stove is not considered to be mekabel tuma, because it's a clay even, meaning we would view it as something that's even. V'zoyis hakiras ha-nezirim sh'b'Yerushalayim, and that was the type of oven or stove that they would use for Nazirim in Yerushalayim to cook their Korban Shlamim. Shekineged HaSelef, who was made of stone against the bedrock of the Harabayis, so that it shouldn't be able to become Tameh. Kiras HaTabachim, the halach of a stove of cooks, of people who cook professionally, Bizman Shehu Nosein Evin Bitzad Evin, when you put one stone next to another stone, to make a row of stoves, one stone next to another, next to another, next to another. So nitmei zachas man, if one of the sets of stones that form a stove become tamei, lo nitmu kulan, it doesn't mean that the rest of them are going to become tamei. Mishnah Gimel, shalosh avanim sha'asan shtei kirayim. If you have three stones that were lined up in a row, and therefore there are two stoves, because in between each stone there's a fire, and therefore the two stones next to each other form the base upon which you put the pot. Nitmeis achas min achitona, if one of the outer stones, stone number one or stone number three, became tameh, ha'emtzas ha'meshameshes, ha'setmeya, tameh. So the middle stone, which is used in conjunction with that outer stone, is also going to become tameh. Ha'meshameshes, tahora, tahora. But the side of the middle stone that is on the side of the tahor stone will remain tahar. So the stone is sort of split in half. The half that's next to the tameh stone will be tameh, and the half that's next to the tahar stone will be tahar. Nit ha-tahora, if the tahar stone was then taken away, so now it's just two stones and one of them is absolutely tameh, huchlatayim tzayis latameya. So now the middle stone becomes the sole property of the tameh stone. Nitla hatameya, huchlatayim tzayis latahora. But if the tameya stone were removed, now the middle stone becomes the sole property of the tahora stone, and therefore the whole thing is tahora. Nitmu shtayim achitonos, if both of the outer stones became tameh, imhaisayim tzayis gedola, if the middle stone was big, so you can balance atop a pot on both sides of it, utilizing both side stones as well. Nosin lazukadei shvisa mikan. So you give the stove enough of the middle stone to balance a pot on this side. Lazukadei shvisa mikan, and you give the stove enough of the middle stone to balance a pot on the other side, and they're both going to be tameh. But vahashar tahar. But whatever is the space in between, meaning let's say the middle stone were 3 feet wide, and you only that's a lot. Let's say you were 1 foot wide, and you only need 3 inches to balance a pot. So the 3 inches on the right side are going to be tameh together with the stone on the right side. The 3 inches on the left side will be tameh with the stone on the left side. Vashar tahar, but the 6 inches in the middle are going to be tahar. V'maisa katana, but if the middle stone was small and not enough space to balance two pots, hakol tameh, then the whole thing is going to become tameh. Nitlahim tzayis, if the middle stone was taken away, so im yachal ishvasa yara gedola, if the space in between is still small enough that you could still put a very large pot between the two outer stones tamei, so then it's going to be tamei because the two tamei stones remain tamei hechzira. But if you then put the middle stone back in tahora, because now it's become a totally new type of kira, the original two stones no longer exist in their original form. Merch betit, if you then put clay on it, meaning you attach the middle stone to the ground with clay, so then it's like a brand new stove mekabel stoma, and it can now become tamei going forward. As long as you heated it once enough to cook a chicken egg on it, like any other new stove where that's the halacha. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, we had said that if you have an oven that supports a pot together with some type of stove, so then it's going to be tamei. But if it supports a pot together with just another oven, so then it's clay oven, and then it's going to be tahora. And that's what they did with that's how they cooked the korban shlamim of a nazir in Yerushalayim. And then we said that if you have a row of stones that a professional cook uses to cook him, you know, to make the fire in between them, so if one of them becomes tameh, it does not necessarily metameh all the rest of them. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you have three stones that make for two stoves, so if one of the outer stones becomes tameh, so the part of the middle stone that is used together with that outer stone is also tameh, but the part of the middle stone that's not used together with that outer stone, that's used together with the other outer stone, is going to be tahora. But if the tahora one is taken away, then the entire middle stone now belongs to the tameh, and if the tameh one is taken away, the entire one belongs to the tahora, if the two outer stones are both become tameh, and the middle stone is large enough to service both outer stones and still have extra space, that extra space is tahor. If it's not that large, so then the whole thing is going to become tameh. If the middle stone is removed and you can still utilize the outer stones, so they're going to be tameh. But when you put that middle stone back, it's going to be tahora. When you use clay to attach it to the ground, it's mekabel tumah mikanu lahaba. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet.